we're recording. Let's talk to the people. Hello, bonjour, and wagwan, everybody. Once again, it's on DNA Airwaves. I'm one of one, Dariki. I'm here with Anthony. How you doing, brother?
Yes, sir. I'm good, man. It's on.
On like Donkey Kong.
Or that. Yes. What's going on with you?
Can't complain, bro. Just working away. Happy to be alive. And yourself?
Yeah, man. I am with you on that. My volume is super low, and I can't change it.
Huh. Can't change it because we're live.
Yeah, I guess so. That's all right. It's weird, but I'm going to pretend it's not bothering me. Yeah, you know those things where it's do you have those? What's yours? Do you have things where you don't want to admit that it bothers you, but something could just, you can't ignore?
Yeah, certain things out of place in the house kind of just, make me twitch until we fix it. And then it's
twitch?
Like,
oh, okay. I'll just twitch until she moves.
Yeah, yeah.
Just put it back. Jeez. Yeah, yeah, I'm with you on that. Just little pet peeves, I guess. That's it? That's pretty small.
No, there's a lot. I just didn't want to waste, the way some, when someone says like too much, man. That really bothers me for some reason. It's just the word like really irritates me.
Yeah.
Too much like. I can handle a little bit of like,
over,
but when you're saying like every 2 seconds, it's like.
Are you saying it in because there's different types, aren't there? Different types of likes? There's the beach sort of.
No, yeah, I'm not going with that. They tend to use it a lot, but just overuse of general. It shows a lack of vocabulary to me, in my opinion.
It's not too bad. Anything more severe than that? Still pretty light.
One thing I hate about myself is sometimes I throw words around that I shouldn't. I'll just say that. Just use words that I really wish I didn't use anymore.
Oh, like the habit you've been trying to break for
many, many years.
I don't know, 20.
20. maybe a good 10 years at least, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I know, because we've talked about that many times where you're like, I'm trying to do better. And I'm like, are you though?
I am.
What does trying mean?
I mean, I have.
It's just habits.
Rarely
I know,
done
right?
It on the podcast, right?
Well, yeah, yeah. Which one could argue then that shows that you have the clear ability, but in other parts of your life, it just happens. Why don't you just live your life in podcast mode?
That's a dangerous mode to live. I just want to be me.
Why is this not the real
authentically me?
Is it really? Is it really?
Well, just I shouldn't say pretending, but.
Well, it's not pretend, but the bet. Yeah, I feel like anything you say now just makes it questionable.
You definitely try to put your best foot forward on a podcast, whereas when I'm not on the podcast, I don't sometimes want to talk. I don't sometimes want to be cheerful and energetic or engaging, you know? So. There's moments where I just kind of think that if I was to live my podcast way, I would go insane.
Right. That's funny. Some people do seem to live in that zone.
Hmm. That's okay.
But I guess
it's okay if it works for them, you know, but it doesn't work well for me.
If it's you, because it seems to me it'd be exhausting.
Yeah. And I try to be the same person I am around you, that I am around my wife, that I am around my mom. That I remember around anybody, right? So that's another thing that bothers me, actually, is watching people switch up
really hurts.
Around certain people. Oh. Like if they're around their boys, they act a certain way. When wifey calls, though, it's like, hold on one sec. Oh, hey, girl. Yeah, I'm just. And it's just like soft. Who is this man? Or around their mom, they're a different person, you know? Or if they're with their, you know, when they're with their boys, they act like. That's who I think their authentic self is, but you know those types.
Yeah, yeah. Especially when the accent and things vary.
All of a sudden.
That's what gets me. I'm like, this is funny.
Yeah.
This is
funny. Take two steps into Brampton or Toronto. No, all of a sudden you're talking like this, fam. Yo, you blessed, fam.
Yo, keep going.
Trust me. Yo, man. Oh, it's been a minute still. You know?
That's another thing, man. How come we've never had a conversation about the Toronto accent on here? Which you seem to have mastered, which makes me almost. Do you have some friends from Toronto that you tend to talk like this around? Because you have it down solid.
Never, broski. Broski, never. Nice that, yo. Nice that.
We have a lot of people who listen from the States, so they might not have any idea what we're talking about now.
What's interesting is I always thought the Toronto accent was like a bad version of an American accent, but it's actually...
Wasn't it at a point?
No.
Hasn't it changed, though?
Possibly.
Because I...
Possibly. Okay. But I feel it's now been a... Not a ripoff, but it's a more of a Canadian version of the UK slang.
That's what I'm hearing now.
Which is a hybrid of UK Jamaican, you know?
And
they blend that beautifully. And I think Canada and Toronto, that region, GTA, has blended Canadian, Jamaican, UK vibe. Like they've kind of just mixed it into the whole thing, adding different words. Like the UK obviously has different slang. We have different slang. Yes, that's regional. But I feel like there's a closer connection between UK and the GTA than there is with Canada and the US, if that makes sense.
No, it makes good sense. I'm trying to think. I don't remember too many words that were borrowed from like the US in general, except for like man with the little twang or whatever that
man's
thing is.
Yo, man. That's how you can definitely tell a Toronto person.
Yeah.
The way they pronounce their A's.
Yo, man.
Yeah. Yo, Samantha. Or like.
What about mine?
Manager. Yo, don't make me call my manager, too. Yo. Say what?
Yeah. The hard.
The A. Strong the A. Yeah, the A is real strong in the GTA.
And then the US is more like a man.
Yeah, man. Bang. Sort of. Yeah. At a G.
And that was happening here for a while when we were growing up. And then somehow it switched. Like, we can't just have one word, so then...
I used to say guy a lot. Remember that, when guy was cool?
Guy.
Oh, guy?
Guy is yesterday's man.
Today's bro. Or bro, yeah, you're right.
And bro, yeah. Bro is definitely used by everybody. Because guy was a thing for the guys.
Yeah,
and
then
it became, like, even girls are like, hey, yo, guy.
Yeah, true.
It became one of those things. Yeah. Just like, bro, now I'm on... No matter where you are, you hear ladies saying bro.
Yeah, when girls say bro, yo, bro, it's like...
I'm still not on that.
Yeah, never.
Talking to me or talking to like each other, it's still weird.
Yeah,
it's all different. But the Toronto thing, I would love to have a professional Toronto street talker on.
There's this one
to
guy.
Educate
the US. Man, I don't know his Instagram, but he does it to a beautiful tee. He's a pretty popular Instagram like video creator, and he does it they even have like.
You should have this ready. I want to hear it.
They even have subtitles at the bottom for people to understand
like
what he's saying.
Yeah.
Yo, it's really funny. I want to say it's Wat Windy or something like that, but I'm gonna butcher it. But he is.
Did you say Windy?
Wat something.
Like W A T?
No, W A T.
Oh, what's with Andy?
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
What's with Andy?
He does it. He does it beautifully.
Well, I don't just click on a random
one.
I'm so curious.
He is the goat of the Toronto accent.
Oh, he's talking about a fried egg on this. Oh, he doesn't always do it,
I
guess.
No, I think he's had to evolve, but that was his come up, was those. He was this roadman that just acted
Toronto
pure
man's
Toronto.
Watching Barbie. Can we listen to this one? Have you seen that
one?
No,
it just sounds funny. Toronto man's watching Barbie.
I have to do... Oh, man.
It's
this is what happens,
gold,
man.
It's gold.
All right, just more flow for me.
What are you saying tonight? Probably just pick up a wife. So I'ma holler at you, son. Be safe. All
right, ball up, though.
First, come on parole. I'ma holler at you, eh?
All right, ball up, though.
Who's that? Best, come over here.
I'm out here.
What's the slipper? Don't watch that. Hey,
yo, bro, what is that, though?
Nah, it's a frisbee, bro, but I'm using it to put a popcorn inside. So.
Okay,
come on.
Where's your shorty, see?
Nah, I'm gonna pick her up just now. She said she's in the washroom, so how about you?
Hey, yo, listen.
Yeah.
I already know man's are lying, see? But there's bare things over here, ain't
it? You know what it is. Nah, family, you know man's are in love, so
how about you? Man, scratch that. There's bare things in here, B.
You know, so I can't even lie, there's bare bargains.
You know me. I'm trying to be Ken.
Wow. Okay, I get it.
There's really good ones, man. Really
that's
good
funny.
Ones.
Yeah, sorry.
Toronto man's on a date. Anyway. He does so many. It's just so funny. Yo, we're out here, eh?
It's spreading, man. Like the younger kids. Actually, the thing is, no one. Everyone knows it doesn't. It sounds. It's silly. It's. Am I offending people? Do I?
You might be. You might Toronto be offending a listening. Lot of people. Yeah, Toronto mans are going to be vexed with you.
Okay, everyone. I'm not going to say it sounds silly. It's got its thing. It's got the vibe. But everybody knows it's laughable. Like even Toronto mans use it as jokes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, it's real talk. But it's there's something funny about it. And if you, yeah, everybody knows. Yeah, yeah. Everybody.
I'm
knows.
With you on that.
Yeah. Well, that is hilarious to me. I can't believe that's where this conversation went. And I can't wait till we're done so I can play some more, to be honest.
Honestly, it warms my heart. I follow him because it was so funny. I watched two skits. There's another one where they did like my little brother, shout out to Andrew. He showed me there was a SpongeBob dub over of just Toronto men. So all the characters are Toronto men and women. It's beautiful. If I find it, I'm going to send it to you. They're gold.
That's proof. That's that bag. That's confirmation for my statement. Everyone knows it's just there's something funny about it.
Right.
I don't know how it. So how does this happen? Because it wasn't there before. It's not like this was been Toronto talk all the way back to the beginning. Right. So how did it emerge to become like the sound of the region?
Street influencers, right? Like if you hear a man talking, like I know it's happened in our group where someone will make up a word or just use a term and you're like, yo, that's funny. Now all of a sudden everybody's using that term. Yeah, and then it sticks. And then
but how many times has that happened before? It's the whole it's like
many, I'm sure.
It's a whole dialect.
Yeah, it really became a regional dialect. And what's funny is that like sometimes you say things as a joke. And then it becomes so ingrained in your, like, nyah, eh?
Yeah.
Like, okay. When people say okay. that, like, okay. like it was probably just funny to say it like that. And then mans really started to feel it in their soul. And then it just became part of them. Like, nyah, eh?
Oh, man. I wonder who was the first one.
Yeah. I want a documentary on the origin of the street talk. That would be funny. Even if it's fake.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
That's what Andy should do it. He should do an origin of how that
dialect came to be, man.
The moment he switched up and started talking like that. Like at 6 years old, he just started. Just like, mom, so yo, moms.
Brothers were doing it.
Yeah. What are you dealing with, moms?
Oh, man, we could go on about this. It's so foolish, but I can't help it. Because, yeah, it used to be like a Jamaican, that was what we knew. But I feel like the Jamaican is completely removed from this now.
I mean, there's probably like
beautiful.
5 to 10% in there because they always say something.
Right.
Jamaican. Like, yo, you're idiot, fam. Trust me.
But wasn't that the thing? The Jamaican had the idiot, not idiot. Idiot thing.
I don't think that. I think it was
a variation of, wow, yeah. We need some street experts on here to. I need the next generation who actually doesn't know how to talk anyway. Other than that, that's what I need.
First off, man, beer.
Oh crap,
beer.
Oh bear gosh, teams. Yeah. You got me on this one, man. This has been the joy of my week. I can't even lie.
What is your favorite accent, though? Like, what is your favorite place to hear people talk from?
Oh, just like, interesting. Like, you're talking about people speaking English, but...
Or even your favorite language. Yeah.
Oh, God, this is embarrassing, because at least you speak French. I got nothing.
I'm not biased.
Grade 2 French.
It's Spanish. Melts my...
Well, Spanish is the one...
It's the most beautiful language in the world.
Yeah, I know. It almost has like a whole picture with it. Like it's
beautiful.
The culture is embedded in the language. Yeah. Like when I think about it, I'm thinking beach, I'm thinking beauties, I'm thinking the food.
Yeah.
Somehow it's all there in the language. Yeah. It's interesting.
Even Italy,
and
Italian,
it makes you smile.
Italian sounds very, very nice to me.
Italian's nice too, but see, that's weird because now you said Spanish, I'm thinking like summertime vibe. Good-looking people, and then you said Italian. I'm thinking great food and like family-oriented, and wine and olives.
Would you ever go to Italy? I'd love to visit Italy. Sometime.
Of course, right now.
Is there a spot?
You asked me to go. Let's go.
Since you don't know your favorite language, is there a place that you haven't been that you're dying to go to?
Again,
like a bucket list place
similar to not speaking languages, having not really traveled. It's like everywhere. And then maybe I break it down by like food too, because there's so many cuisines I would love to try.
Right.
Like the real authentic, like Thailand. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to try the food there. I don't even know if I know what Thai food is. I don't know if they've given us like a cheap ripoff of it or if it's going to be similar.
Most of the stuff we get over here is a cheap ripoff or like a Canadianized variation of their authentic.
Yeah. So that's definitely up there on one of them. Italy, strong. I would love to go there.
Surprisingly, I shouldn't say surprisingly, but my mom went once and she says it was her favorite place ever. She loved it and I was blown away.
I feel like she told me this, yeah. There, like she came back Italian.
My sister went to Scotland and was raving about it. There's some places that I never even considered that like people have gone to and been like, it is magnificent and they go back again.
Yeah. Scotland, yeah, I wouldn't have considered
exactly that me either. One, not in a million years.
Italy, yeah. Scotland never really crossed my mind as a place on
Denmark,
the list.
But my sister or Amelia just came back from Denmark in December. And she's
international.
She really is. I'm jealous. Her, my wife, and all my sister, even my brother. He went to Germany. Andrew went to Germany, and
speaking of,
had an incredible time there as well.
Jahari's in Germany.
Right.
My cousin.
Shout out to Jahari.
And I had noticed that we have a growing German listenership.
Guten Tag.
I was wondering, and then I was so intrigued by that in particular that I started to look up. English-speaking German artists to be continued, because I was like, it'd be cool to get someone on since they seem to be listening.
Really cool.
And I was like, oh, maybe it's Jahari and her friends, or
I mean,
maybe she shared
Jahari
it with some friends.
With
I don't know.
We love you. Appreciate
to ask
Jahari.
Her.
Thank you.
Shout out if you're listening right now. Look, around the world, there's just so many different cultures. Are you looking at a map? You are.
Yeah.
Very cool that
yeah.
you have one. Very, very cool.
I was trying to think, is it Germany she's in or Belgium?
Jahari?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in Germany.
Okay, dope.
Oh, and if I'm wrong, then I don't listen very well. But
yeah. Hey, you should know better than I do.
Talked about it so many times. I was like, oh, geez, I really thought you said Germany. Yeah, she was down for Christmas. Mm-hmm. She loves it there, too.
Good. Yeah, I've heard good things.
And then you get different... Yeah.
And that's weird because like, you have a different... Well, I've always had over the years a different opinion of Germany. And when, like, you know, people of our community go, they're pretty...
You're fearful.
Well, they sound at first, but then everyone...
No, I mean, like, you're fearful for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then they go and they come back raving. But I know three people that have gone, and all of them have had incredible reviews about it and want to go back.
Yeah. She loves it.
Yeah.
She loves it.
And I think
if she didn't, she wouldn't stay and want to be there.
This, you know, if you get out of your own head and just take the experience for what it is, you usually enjoy yourself.
True.
And I've started to realize that in the last decade of my life.
That's an interesting point you make there, because we know what we know, and there's so much beyond what we know and have experienced.
Right.
You don't even have to go far to see differences culturally.
Right.
But yeah, going across the world. That's really a dream of mine,
it's
man.
It's important, man.
Just to get to different places and see how other people are living.
Yeah. Africa 2030, I'm just putting
food.
That out there right now.
2030?
Touch African soil.
I mean, that's
soil.
A fair goal. I would say why wait so long, but I guess that gives you some time
because
to set things up.
Because you need money. Like, what I want to do would require money. Like, I'm trying to hit multiple countries while I'm over there and maybe be gone for, like,
sense.
A month. For me to be able
minimum,
to,
right?
to do that, I'd have to go to save up some shekels.
Yeah, that would be a nice trip. And I feel like any time in the next 5 years will be a beautiful time to go.
And it's booming. It's booming. Like,
that's the thing. That's
I almost think you should start a DNA project out in Africa.
This probably is one going on.
I'm sure, yeah.
I mean, they got super talent there, but yeah, that'd be really cool. That would be really cool.
So there's
man.
Nowhere that jumps out to you, eh? Other than Thailand?
No, Thailand. Italy was definitely one of them. I guess based on climate too. Tropical places I've done. What about like
a random one for me? Another one while you think is Iceland. I want to go to Iceland for
That's what I was about to say. That's hilarious. Yeah.
Go there. Just check it
out. I saw the coolest thing. I can't remember what it, so there's a part of somewhere in Iceland, anyways, they are able to like bake bread under the ground. Have you seen something like that?
No. Oh, because of the lava, right? I'm going to
show you this link. Yeah, so they like actually put like bread and things like in these containers underground and leave it. Or they'll have like these holes that they dig and then kind of cover them up and they come back and their food is cooked. And I was like, wow, that's, yeah, man, that'd be a cool place to go for sure.
Absolutely. I heard you get an incredible view of Aurora, not Aurora Borealis, but the Northern Lights.
Yes, yes.
But I heard also that Yellowknife is actually a really good destination to see that as well. And it is on my bucket list to touch every province.
You're doing well so far, sir.
So far, so good. Thanks to you, actually.
Shout out to you. Hit one of the territories? Shout out to me.
Not yet.
And we'll be back, coming to a province near you soon. What about the territories? Like, you want to hit?
Yeah, Yellowknife.
Have you been to any of them, sir?
No, I have not been to any. I really want to go up, but it has to be at the right time because I know the climates are vicious up there. So,
right,
I need to go or educate myself on the best time to go because I'm not trying to die from peeing outside or something.
Yeah. I don't recommend peeing outside if you don't necessarily have to either.
Fair enough.
But definitely don't do if temperatures are sub-zero. Yeah. There's some places. Anywhere. Let's go anywhere. Let's just get away from here, and I'm a happy guy.
Yeah.
I could drive 2 hours north, and I'm like, whew, change of scenery. I like this. So.
It's nice, yeah. I think two hours in any direction might be, especially in a congested city.
That's true.
Unless you're going, like, for us, if we go too far south, we're just going to be in Niagara Falls.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah, been there, done that. But for some people, that's probably high on their list, too.
Beating up the U.S. I feel like there's so many other places.
The U.S. side?
I've just been to the United States a lot.
Oh, too many times. Yeah, I've been nowhere. I definitely want to go to Texas.
Yes.
I would love to go to Texas, have me some barbecue.
Yeah. Catch some comedy. Austin specifically. We out there.
Oh, yeah.
But
we should make that. Austin, we should make that happen sooner than later.
Bubbling comedy community now, thanks to Senior Rogan and just what he was able to do. Just when he moved out there, he started a whole movement, then opened up a comedy club, and a lot of people moved out there. A lot, and all the
that's
big
crazy.
People now.
That's some. Are, that's influence.
Yeah, like all. No one heard. No, I shouldn't say no one heard. No one thought of Austin as a comedy town, and it's gonna rival L.A. and New York. I think in the next 2-3 years, if it doesn't already, it's a destination for comedy now when it never was. Like all the greats come through there. I've heard crazy stuff about just his business model and because he's so rich and wealthy from the podcast and from broadcasting UFC as a UFC broadcaster. Sorry. He's not really trying to make money off of the comedy club. And so like there's a real nice atmosphere in terms of what comics make at that comedy club that makes comics want to perform.
Like they're well paid.
Very well
so
paid.
Wanna...
Like no other comedy club even touches the money that comedians can make at that place.
Do they have like big nights and then smaller nights or is it just for like the higher?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's so crazy. You can get discovered is there. Everybody on staff is an amateur comedian. Yeah. So like they do.
Oh, that's cool.
They do amateur nights where they can get time, mic stage time. But everybody that like a bartenders and the waitresses, most of them are comics. The door people, like it's a really cool.
That's cool. So it's a whole vibe.
Yeah.
For us, by us. I would love to have that in a musical sense, like where everybody, same thing.
It'd be my dream.
I always pictured having something like that. Yeah. Where like the bartender just leaves her post and comes and
blesses us,
belts out. Yeah. And you're just like, okay. Yeah, that's cool.
It'd be really cool. But like those places, you have to have the programming nonstop and the people. It can't be done in anywhere but Toronto, and it would have to be small so you can continue pack it out. You'd rather turn people away than have empty.
Yeah.
But I've definitely...
This is true.
I remember going to things like Revival and just thinking, like, if you could do that on a slow day, bring in Juggernauts, and then on a big day have a big show, you know, I think you really have to do, like... Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then amateur night on a Monday. And then you could really have some...
That could be really cool.
Yeah, yeah. Some really cool programming and entertainment. I'd love to see it happen. Yeah. And hopefully before we die, something that like that will come to pass.
Yeah, I hope. Well, I hope long before. Yeah. Let's make it happen, man.
Never use the head.
Yeah, I keep saying that. Let's go. Let's do this. Let's do that. I have a long list of things that we have to do now. So we're going to summarize this. Thailand, Italy, Iceland, Austin. That's our...
Africa.
Diverse stream list. Africa, yes. Yeah, okay.
I have one for me also is the UK. Like, I just need to be with my blokes and just kind of just... Soak it all in.
Yeah, man. We could visit Tony Marmara. We can visit David Ditchfield. Right.
That'd be a cool trip. And try and get a couple trip. More. Ask Tony if he knows any others. We could. We should try and get a grant.
That'd be very cool.
To go out international. Yeah.
Why not, man?
It'd be really cool. You just put That'd something cool. in my head that the wheels
This
are
is
turning.
The day of dreams. Everything we talk about here, I'm just like... Yeah, let's get on it. The good thing is it's a podcast, so it's recorded, so we didn't have to take notes. We can just listen back and have a gentle reminder of your great ambitions. I like it. I like where you're at, man. Yeah, wow. I'm a dreamer. I'm going to end up... No, I'm going to make up a poem.
I felt it coming, too. I saw you.
You pause. Felt it coming? I was like, what are you pause. Doing?
Just going to say something prophetic. Let's go.
Yeah. Prophetic or pathetic. One of the two.
Is it prophetic?
Yeah, well, I've heard both prophetic or prophetic. Is that what you mean? Like a prophetic word or a prophetic word?
Drawing a blank on the actual proper pronunciation.
Just palate cleanse. Try again in 3, 2. The stars were blue. Stars. Which one is it?
Were blue? What is that? Is that like
it was a palate cleanse.
Is that really a palate cleanse?
I mean, I just want to take your mind somewhere else so you could say the word.
Prophetic.
There you go. Oh,
nailed it. It worked. I'm going to try
Therapy
that.
Pays.
Try that people. Therapy does pay.
I said the stars are blue because I looked at a blue wall and it came out.
Blue wall behind you.
Don't judge me. Yeah, there's one in front of me too.
Damn.
You can't see in front of me. Only I can. But
Ripped out over there. Right?
Lou is surrounded by blue. Remember that Lulu?
Yeah, Lulu. You're Lavender Lou.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. There's so many names you've given me. I don't think you gave me Lulu. It doesn't sound like you
definitely,
gave me
Definitely, yeah. Fire for that, but...
Lavender. Relax. Lavender. Actually, you gave me that name, and I love it. Mm. I love that name. I call myself Lavender all the time. Silky Lavender.
Silky Lavender. That's your
name. Nothing smoother than a bass player called beer. Silky Lavender. Tweedsmere, because there was a school in Hamilton called
Tweedsmere. Closed down now, right?
It was called Tweedsmere, yeah. I don't think it's alive anymore. I think it started
calling me Tweedledee, and then it went to Tweedledee, and then Tweedsmere. The evolution of the day.
Yeah, and I was very proud of the evolution, too. But Tweedledee was a thing, for sure. And then Jelani started calling you Tweeds, I think, from Tweedledee.
Okay.
And then I just added Tweedsmere because of the school.
That one sounds like my professional name, like my more mature.
Tweedsmere?
I'm Tweedsmere. It's like sure? Tweedledee is like, you know, when I'm out at certain bars.
Somebody's naming their next child Tweeds.
Tweeds.
Tweedsmere because of this episode.
Hello, Tweedsmere.
Well, send us pictures. We'd love to see the young Tweeds.
Young Tweeds.
That'd be cool. Young Tweeds. Oh, man. We are getting carried away. Sometimes it's just for fun. You just want to laugh.
Yeah, man.
And I thank you for this laugh today.
Lighten it up.
Yeah, man. Any big plans for the weekend?
My wife is picking up her new car, which is exciting.
Oh, it's exciting.
Other than that.
She's getting a brand new beep. We can't say the name because we don't get paid for that.
Right.
That's cool, man. That's always exciting.
Yeah, and just hang out with the fam and try and recover. Just rest and relax and enjoy the day off. It's been a busy
week. Well needed. Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'll pretty much echo your thoughts on that. It's just going to be a quiet weekend for myself as well. Just get through this day and, hopefully just take it easy tomorrow.
Good.
And that's it, man.
Well,
that is it.
Thank you for spending time with us as usual, everybody. Next time, please stay safe.